The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bison poop is useful for more than just fertilizer. Genetic analysis of the feces has revealed there are two breeding populations of bison in Yellowstone National Park. The discovery has implications for how to manage the roughly 4,000 bison, which were previously considered one giant breeding population within the park's boundaries. The good news is, having two breeding populations could help boost the overall genetic diversity of the species. Until now, scientists have relied on blood and tissue samples to extract DNA from bison. These methods involve handling the animals, which can weigh up to 2,000 pounds, and the use of tranquilizers in doses that are lethal to humans. Interestingly, the poop itself doesn't contain the DNA. When a bison chows down, the roughage scoots through the digestive tract before a less recognizable chunk of it passes out the gut. During the descent, cells lining the gut slough off and hitch a ride with the feces. Researchers looked at the transported gut cells and found DNA from mitochondria, the cell's energy-making structures. This genetic material comes from females, so it can be used to trace maternal lineages and give information about breeding groups.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.